This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
Welcome back, pet keepers, to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm Holly Shea, and here with my co-host, Rick Preuss.
Hey, Holly, I think it's going well. Thanks for your chipping in.
Thank you. I think it's going very well as well. And right now we've got Mike Masternak of the Capital Area Koi and Water Garden Club. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Well, thank you very much.
Then can you tell the audience what it is that you do?
The Water Gardening Club, we basically call it the Lansing Pond Club for short, is an association of, at this point we have probably about 40 to 50 members who meet once a month between March and the end of November. We meet monthly, and oftentimes we have a guest speaker who comes in and talks about topics such as how to open your pond for the summer, how to close your pond for the winter. We have people who have expertise in the selection and breeding and care of koi. We have people come in and talk about water gardening plants. And so at many of the meetings, we have a guest speaker come in and provide the club members with some expertise and some information. At some of the meetings, we just simply turn it over to the members to run the meeting and have basically a question and answer and a sharing of experiences kind of thing. During the nicer months of the year, you know, I'm not sure whether we're even going to get to the nicer months of the year this way it's shaping up this year, but hopefully if we have some warmer weather coming up, we'll, beginning in May, start having our monthly meetings at the home of a club member, and that's always a lot of fun to be able to see what other members have done with their ponds and their collection of fish and how they put together their water gardening plants and landscaping and so on. So that's really, for me, the most enjoyable part of the process, and learning from other members, things that they succeeded in, things where they failed, and just learning from each other has been great. We also have, usually every year, a couple of field trips. We've gone to Dow Gardens, to the MSU Gardens, various botanical gardens. We've gone to fish breeding nurseries to kind of see how the process works from the commercial end. And so all in all, it's a great learning experience to be a member of the club, and plus we have a lot of fun.
And one thing coming up here, tour in your own town, you guys will have a table out in front of our store. And if anybody that is listening and they're just casually interested in the club, you can get more engaged in conversation right out there. Well, you should be right out in front of the store as long as we have some good weather. And that's
absolutely. And we decided at our board meeting last night that at that event, we're going to raffle off a couple of free memberships. So when people come in, if they want to sign up and give us their email address and so on, they'll have a chance to get a free membership for the year.
And if somebody wants to be a member, what does it cost to be a member of the Koi and Water Garden Club?
It's $40 a family and $20 for an individual. And that includes evening meal at each of our meetings. At each of our meetings, we start at about 5:30 on a Sunday evening, usually have a meal between 5:30 and 6:30, and then have our program after that. So a couple of the meals are potlucks, but most of the meals are provided as a result of the membership dues.
Well, and I might comment, I was fortunate enough to be your guest speaker this last Sunday, and I was very impressed with the variety of food that you had there. It was some delicious pizza and everything else. And
it was.
And the group and the community, everybody seemed to get along really well, and there just seemed to be lots and lots of chatter and lots of conversation, and it seemed to be rather welcoming to anybody new that might want to get into the water garden.
That's the case. You know, we share a common interest, which is, you know, ponds and fish and water gardening, and so there's just always a lot of energy and enthusiasm as people to start talking about some of the problems they've had and successes they've had. So, yes, it's an easy way to get to know people at these meetings.
Well, tell us about you, your hobby. You're in the water garden business and or in the hobby. And tell us about what you've got. Right. And where do you in the country or in town or what?
I live in Williamston on 10 acres, and so I have the luxury of having quite a bit of space to do my pond hobbying. But I have a fairly large earth bottom pond, probably about a half an acre that I put in years ago as a result of a drainage problem and never really had any thought about getting into a pond club. But then several years later, this would be about 7 years ago, I got the idea that I really wanted to put a waterfall into that pond. My idea started out is putting in an irrigation well to fill this pond in August and September when the water level was low so that it would look a little better. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea at the time that by putting an irrigation well and trying to drip water over a waterfall with a hose, that it wasn't really going to look that good. So that kind of got me into the process of buying a 2-horsepower pump and putting a rather elaborate waterfall, and so it sort of looks like Disney World out here at this point. Mm-hmm. On that part of it. And I also at that same time put in a small rubber liner pond where I keep koi and have another little waterfall that circulates into that. So it's really one of these hobbies that becomes almost all-consuming during the summer. You can spend a lot of time, but also get just a tremendous amount of enjoyment going out every evening and sitting there with a glass of wine and feeding the fish and that kind of thing is just great fun.
I know my dogs would be drinking out of it. I have a hard time keeping them away from it.
Who drink out of the pond all the time, and that's just fine. You know, the few chemicals I do put in are environmentally friendly, and the dogs aren't hurt by drinking out of the pond. So
you're out there in the country. Do you have much problems with blue herons?
I did probably 5 or 6 years ago. I had a problem with a heron, and I put kind of a string, like a fish line around the pond. Basically, I put in some stakes that are about 18 inches high and thread the line through the tops of the stakes. And, actually, they're just copper pipe, and so they don't really look unsightly. They're kind of decorative and have kind of a T on the top of them that I string the fish line through. And that keeps the heron from getting into the pond because herons, as I understand it, don't land in water. They land on the land and then walk into the water.
Right.
String around the pond that serves as sort of a trip line, and they don't go in. So I haven't lost a fish to a heron since I've done that. Other people use other techniques, like crisscrossing the line across the pond. Others put nets over the pond. But that usually isn't a good way to do it.
From a visual standpoint.
Aesthetics are kind of ruined when you do that. Some people put in, like a floating alligator, the plastic alligators, or, they put in an artificial heron because supposedly herons are territorial and they won't come in if there's another there, but you kind of have to keep moving the heron around. I think we've all found something that kind of works for us, and we each have our different techniques, but whatever works for us, we keep using as long as it keeps working. So.
I don't think a floating alligator would be very serene for me at all.
Maybe not.
No. Hey, your favorite fish, do you have one in your pond that you can describe that you really, really like, or is it just a group of them?
I have a group of probably about 15 fish. And I do have a favorite, which is a white and yellow koi that I got last year. It's kind of risky to become too attached to them because they are fairly vulnerable. It's not only the heron, that's an enemy. Last year, I lost all of my fish as a result of what I think was a mink because there were no, when the pond thawed in the spring, there weren't any fish left, no remains of a fish. And I think the only thing that would have gotten in there before, before the pond froze, must have been a mink.
It would
have.
Mink.
They were all there in the fall when I closed down the pond, and they were all gone in the spring when I opened it. So, that's kind of heartbreaking. So, even though you do get very attached to the fish, you do have to go into this hobby with the idea that you might lose some of them some of the time. So, and there are a lot of predators. Raccoons, I think sometimes get into the pond and get one, and so.
Well, that sounds very interesting. It's wonderful, and I urge our listeners to go to your website and find a little bit more out about your club. Would you mind telling the listeners how to get a hold of you?
Sure. If you just go to LansingPondClub.org, That'll get you to the pond club's website, or if you just Google Capital Area Koi and Water Garden Club or something, just start out with the Capital Area Koi, Google will get you to the pond club. So it's pretty easy to get to. And once you get onto the website, there's a calendar there that shows when each of our monthly meetings will be held for the remainder of the year. There's a membership form there that you can go to if you're interested in joining the club that you can print and then send in to the membership secretary. Her phone number is there in case you have any questions about membership or general questions about the club.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being on the show, Mike. It was very informative. Well, Rick, we heard a lot of interesting things about backyard ponds and koi ponds.
Yes. We'll hope maybe the mink kind of find their own way.
That's it for this week's show. Make sure to tune in next week at 1320 WILS or 1320WILS.com. And please, please, please take darn good care of those pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.